Farmers in New York are concerned that the new framework for the hemp industry in the state will conflict with interim federal guidelines. WSHU's J.D. Allen spoke with a producer of hemp extract on Long Island who wants to avoid trouble with law enforcement.
David Falkowski grows hemp and produces CBD in Bridgehampton. That's a medicinal oil that soothes inflammation and anxiety without high levels of the psychoactive chemical found in marijuana, THC. Falkowski says the new state regulations will require standards and protections for licensing, permitting, manufacturing, and selling hemp products, which is pretty run-of-the-mill for other retail and food production.
I think this is just the first time in the modern world we're really seeing a state requiring this for hemp products.
But Falkowski says the interim guidelines from the U.S. Department of Agriculture will hold farmers to a much stricter THC standard for the plant in the field.
The vast majority of hemp grown for high CBD under these new USDA draft rules here for sampling and testing compliance levels would be considered hot or marijuana.
And he says that could spell disaster for the state industry and the farmer.
It raises the risk for a crop loss because of it going hot. It dramatically complicates things and possibly could make some of these farmers criminals and literally bringing back the war on drugs involving the DEA. It's a mess.
The state will hold a summit early in the new year to help develop policies for the growing industry. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.